It seems only fitting that this past Sunday marked the 50th anniversary of the complete conversion of our economic system into a fiat slavery system, through which elites were empowered to literally create or counterfeit wealth effortlessly out of thin air. Where on the morning of August 15, 1971, the dollar was convertible into a set amount of real money, real physical gold. By the end of that day, thanks to Tricky Dick Nixon, the connection between real money and our currency was severed forever, freeing those with the power to create dollars to make as many of them as they saw fit with the touch of a button. With the rest of the world's currencies pegged to the dollar, and the dollar severed from the restraints of reality, the entire globe embarked on a massive and massively insane adventure on that day 50 years ago. Of course, President Nixon described the event as temporary at the time, and here we are 50 years later with the dollar having lost well over 80% of its value, of its purchasing power, since that temporary move back in 1971. Few now remember that Nixon also announced wage and price controls in the same speech. Yeah, wage and price controls, because that's how government rolls in the land of the free. It's no coincidence that since 1971, wages have been stagnant even while productivity has skyrocketed and, thanks to Fed policy, asset bubbles have been massive, with crashes also then being massive, and with most asset prices today hovering well beyond nosebleed altitude even while the Main Street economy is being pummeled. Main Street suffers mightily while billionaires see their net worth take leaps and bounds further into the stratosphere. Main Street struggles to pay rent, and Main Street landlords find it impossible to maintain properties thanks to things like big government destroying them through overtly Marxist approaches like year-plus-long eviction moratoriums, while big government and big finance-connected elite abuser class members like BlackRock are given yacht loads of free money at or near 0% interest so that they can buy entire neighborhoods of new homes that they plan to rent to those poor Main Street saps who can't afford to buy a house, thanks to, among other things, the spike in home prices caused by BlackRock types being empowered to gobble up gajillions of homes using free money. This is how the Federal Reserve System works. It's one example anyway. And this is how it's always worked. It's designed to transfer wealth from the masses to the elite abuser class. This is also how forever wars like the nightmare in Afghanistan are financed. This is how massive bureaucracies like the state-run education system are kept afloat, and massive Marxist programs like the Ponzi scheme of Social Security and so many other programs that could never survive in the real world when attached to real money. These programs are allowed to go on and even be expanded infinitely because they're attached to this fiat slavery, fiat economic system. This is how asset prices like home valuations and particularly stock prices are kept sky high and moving higher for the elite abuser class while the purchasing power and real income of the masses either flatlines or goes down over time. This is how the masses are made slaves to the elite abuser class, all by design. This is how we are being moved to the abuser class's stated goal of our owning nothing and being happy about it. The entire American empire and its global accomplices are fueled by this historic wealth counterfeiting scheme, the Ponzi of all Ponzis, that allows the elite abuser class to counterfeit wealth out of thin air and then use that fake wealth to buy every real thing on the planet, effectively owning and controlling everyone and everything beneath them. The good news is that at 50 years of age, this evil system is on its last legs. How long will it take to finally and fully die? That's hard to say, at least with pinpoint precision, but it will be soon. The dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power since it was spawned, and well over 80% since Nixon consigned us all to fiat slavery. There's just not much left to be squeezed out of this lemon, but the elite abusers will get all that they can out of it. In the coming months and years, if it lasts that long, look for dollars to be showered about in ever more extravagant and increasingly frequent stimulus packages and similar craziness. This is a telltale sign that the end is near. Prepare accordingly and know this. Once this system finally crashes, there will be massive opportunities for those who have prepared by exiting the fiat farce for real money before the Titanic went completely under. Then, on the other side of the crash, those who are prepared will be empowered to build something true and good and beautiful beautiful. We should all strive to put ourselves and our families in that position while we still can. If you appreciate this perspective and want a daily dose of informed optimism, please subscribe to the channel. And if you want a deeper dive into subjects like this, subscribe to the weekly newsletter at hellraiserreport.com.